Blog Talk Radio.
You're jamming with the hottest DJ.
What's up, Mike Jones?
D Money, what's up, homie?
Hey, man, what you think that Laffy Taffy gonna do in H Town?
What I think? You know, Ice Age, but they stamp on it. You know it's all good. I'm telling you, I do that shit video.
Let's do it.
To the room, she and me with that line. She ain't that type of girl, so I told her stop lying.
course you know where I'm all on it.
We get the party going, liquor flowing, it's some fire. 50 and Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher.
Who's
get it, work
I see you, baby.
It, work it, work it, work
won't
it,
you down, put it down,
down, down.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Song like my wrist beats, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got the secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be my own in the sticky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I gonna lick it till I hick it. I got that river running, keep you running till you empty.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working balance? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
Party tell for sure this is the best of pieces. Rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's no fishy. She just like an hourglass, see how fast an hour passes. Time flies when I'm on that head, but I won't put out this on there. Work it like a pro, sit and watch it take a go. Do a thing out on the floor, she bounces fast and shake the soul. Respectful, incredible, she beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go, I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she worked it, the way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it, if I deny it. I'm gonna make it, girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
I like
get it,
the way
get it.
You ride with that booty on me. Shorty, you were down while you looking lonely. Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound on me.
You're jamming with the hottest DJ.
Hey, what's going down, everybody? That's right, y'all, man. Welcome to the all-new Saturday Night Party Mix Show with your boy, Donnie B, and my boy, B and DJ Sean. We taking over, man. I'm going to call this man night. What you think about that, man?
Already, man.
Hey, you got to be a little bit more proper than that, man.
James Brown, too.
Hey, how we going to do this, man? Because the ladies not here to hold it down. It's like fellas is doing big, man, on this beautiful Saturday night, man. How we gonna do that, man? Say, you know, we cannot let the ladies say, you know, we cannot let the ladies outdo us tonight.
Exactly. You know that. Exactly.
Already, y'all, man. Steph, you going down. It's going down, man. I'm crunk as hell. We had crunk Friday, man. Say, you got a minute, man. We had a hot ass show last night. Did we or did we not, man?
We did, man. We did. We loved it. We loved it, man.
Man, it was crazy, y'all.
Man, she dropped some knowledge, man.
Man. I mean, it was crazy because the UGK family came through and represent. I'm telling man, she represented. It was all and popping last night.
Yeah.
Y'all, the hot show last night, man. What did you learn, man? What did you learn, man, listening to Mama West talk last night?
Oh, man, I learned a whole lot, man. I learned a whole lot from that lady, man. She inspired me, man. Don't
right. Oh, really, no. Man.
Man, she brought light to my eyes, man.
I say, man, I'm going to say it. It was crazy, man. Because not only that, man, but, you know, we also got to say a big shout-out to the G-Spot boys, man, the GS boys that came through. They came through, man.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
Man, they represent. What you think about that, man?
Oh, yeah, they represent to the fullest, man. You know what I'm saying? They big time, man. They from Texas, man. So, you know,
you gotta
put it down for us, man.
Hey, but you know what? But you know it's going to go down this week. I mean, this Tuesday. This Tuesday, man, it's going to be crazy because my boy Rep Ashingi coming through, man. Now, you know he going to set it off.
Oh, yeah, my boy.
Now, you know he going to set it off, man. That kid right there go
exactly.
Fed, y'all.
Exactly.
And we go fed, too, y'all, because we go fed, too, man, because we're going to get out in this little mix, you know what I'm saying? We go check out the hot mix on B93FMTheHit.com. We are your number one station. Let's get into this mix, man. It's finna go down, baby. Number one station, B93 FM. Y'all check it out. It's going down.
Yes, sir.
Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tats, show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos, nice whip, fly chick,
all that, cause cash rules.
Okay, now snapbacks and tattoos, rap fat, I'm that dude. My backpack got cash that, I make an ass clap like tap shoe. I'm international, y'all niggas bad new. I pass through, fresh to death, you now enter swag school. Ladies holding kisses, swagger cold and sickness team. Dricky tatted on them, cause they ass is so ridiculous. And the Mozzie paparazzi, man, they can't control the pictures. New M.O.B. tat, screaming money over bitches. My clothing tats, they all custom though. Something that you ain't custom to. Don't come after the hustle boat.
I need it straight off the boat.
I get it.
8 grand a piece.
I get it.
8 grand a piece.
I need it.
5 grand a piece.
I need it.
Got it. New York niggas,
we got it.
Down south niggas,
don't doubt it.
All real niggas,
don't doubt it.
All real niggas,
we buy it.
That hell round flow. I should've signed the Atlantic. I get it fresh off the boat. I get it across the Atlantic. I just fired my banker. Nah, I just rubber banded. Should I cop me some acres? Should I cop me some cans? I hear a voice all in my head. Bricks all in my sphere. Fuck you do with that bread. Bitches all in my ear. I done counted a dollar. Then I counted a million. Then I looked up the sky like, what the fuck is this feeling? I got a rush for that life. I had a bitch at the project. She used a package of white. Bring me back my deposit. I'm talking 8 grand a piece. I'm in the flow with them Lakers. Talking 8 grand a seat. Louis sneaks with no legs. I get it
straight off the boat.
I need it straight off the boat.
I get it straight off the boat.
I need it straight off the boat.
I get it straight off the boat.
I need it straight off the boat.
I get it straight off the boat.
I need it straight off the boat.
I get it.
8 grand a piece.
I get it.
8 grand a piece.
I need it.
5 grand a piece.
I need it.
5 grand for me.
We got it.
New York niggas.
We got it.
Down south niggas.
Don't doubt it.
All real niggas.
Don't doubt it.
All real niggas.
We buy it.
Bust it like you can't afford a car. You a star, you look in the mirror, you know who you are. Right, cool, take it low, take it way lower than that. I fly private when I go, ain't no layover on that. Yeah, I made it to the top, took a seat, still sitting, man. I'm up at stadium in D.C., still tipping, man. She could've paid tuition 5 times, still stripping. I just throw a couple bills and she'll have a pair of heels. Oh no, there I go, magic tricking on your ass. Throwing every president except for Nixon on your ass. Make you rich, I feel like I should make commission on your ass. Wonder what you'd ever do if I went missing on your
round
ass.
Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap. Round of applause, baby, make that head clap. Drop it to the floor, make that head clap.
You
know, let me see you.
Send me shout out to everybody that's been listening to us, man. It's a Saturday night party mix show with your boy Johnny B and my boy DJ Shine doing his damn thing, man. You crunk, man? You crunk, man?
Oh, man, I'm crunk, man. I'm crunk.
Yeah, I thought you were going out to the club tonight, man. What's up with the club? Y'all know what? Y'all give us. Y'all holler at your boy Johnny B and Sean right now. Let us know where the hot spot is in Dallas, Fort Worth. Across the country right
Zach,
now, man. Y'all give
Zach.
Us a call, man. Let us know what's going down. 347, baby. 989-1725. We live in the mix, man. It's going down to Saturday night party, the mix show, man. I want to know what the hell is going on. We're going to be crunk all
Zach.
Night long. We're going to be here representing all the way to 10 o'clock. So call us, 347-989-1725. Oh, it's on Facebook, man. Y'all say, DJ Sean, you on Facebook, man? What's going on Facebook right now?
Oh, man. Ain't on there yet, like, man, I'm looking at a couple of music I need.
Uh-oh,
I'm looking at
uh-oh, already, y'all, man. It's going down, baby, B93, FCL, baby, we live in the mix. Give it to the mix, y'all.
All she needs is a boss on my level who provides her every need. All I seen is a queen in my presence. I can hold it till I die. A couple of G's in a bezel, I'm a boss.
Champ, that big HB my belt. Nah, I don't jerk off in public, but I've been out doing myself. Undisputed swag champ, that big HB my belt. Fresh pair of them Jordan 3s, all black Givenchy. That snap back with that snake skin, you niggas gotta see Don C. Motherfucker, we rollin' with some Browns and girls and Beyoncé's. Ball like this, you gon' see the kind of hate LeBron see. Pop a band, throw a bill up, them strippers call me Chauncey. Look so cool in my leather jacket, they should be calling me Fonzie. But I ain't got my collar up, I just got my dollars up. Big fish, eat little fish, and you little niggas get swallowed up. Shouldn't have been in this Shark Tank, ain't my fault if I eat them. Why would I wanna join them when I always knew I could beat them? Keep a foot on they neck, fresh pair of them weak Timbs. Ain't no love in hip hop, but still let you eat them. Came for the competition, but it wasn't much around. I let you kiss the ring, but you never touch the crown. Swag champ, I got the belt. Swag champ, I got the belt. When it's done, come talk to me. You'll see, I got the beat. B is for them big boys with the grown money and bad bitches who ain't gotta spend their own money. I said, swag champ, I got the belt. Swag champ, I got the belt. When it's done, come talk to me. You'll see, I got the beat. B is for them big boys with the grown money and bad bitches who ain't gotta spend their own money. Now, I ain't come here to be playing. Showtime, expect me out. That hotel, that new shit. Yeah, I see them trying to check me out. That new chain just came in. Just what my nigga out. 20, I be going in.
Get in contact with you, man. They're trying to get their music down with you.
Oh, man, University of EJ, we got the little move going on. We, you know what I'm saying? We got it going on. We're trying to lock down Oak Cliff and Southside. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to do it big over there. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to lock it down. My boy AB, you know what I'm saying? He locking it down for us. You know what I'm saying? Y'all need to go check out my club over there, Chocolate City. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? LL Northern Beckley, go over there and check it out. You know what I'm saying? My boy AB over there taking it. Hey. South of
the
oh, South of the
doing the real big, guys. Going down. We still get back in this mix, man. Saturday night, party mix show. Right here in the Dallas Fort Worth area, man. Definitely going to be shouting to everybody out there. Going down.
After me, cause it's a G-code. Promise if I get locked, you come and pay my bond. If you hear some niggas plotting on me, you ring the alarm. And that's how you get to me, it's gonna be the bomb. And in these unlucky streets, you gon' be my lucky charm. I see some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Gone off the belly and throne, it's too scary, baby. You can have whatever you like, it's too fairy. I do anything to leave it at night, but you share it.
Let me get your favorite friend. You got that bond. I'm trying definitely. No disrespect, my baby. Just trying to keep my mind. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits up. Lil Vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed. I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her. She deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard. She deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton. Racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work. I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell? I read your mind. She been on them dollars first. Caramel, macchiatos with Shawty getting to work. I can be your boyfriend, be your nigga, or a friend with perks. I'm just trying to work that. They just trying to work your nerves. I'm just trying to read your mind. I'm just trying to feed you mine. I'm just trying to. You like, they just try to
leave you blind. In a fantasy, I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. Yeah. Can't you see? I'm talking about eternity. Tell me, would you care?
Mom, can I blow up on your mind? This is not no Sandra Bull, but your potion number 9. Navigating through her eyes, destination to her thighs. And I hate to tell you too much, cause I stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love, maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you life persists, but I make you come and try. I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't write. Sweet baby, my thing tight, but that love is right. Just ain't right.
I ain't thinking I ain't right.
Can't stop, but I can't fight.
And I'm Skype, let you stay, lay where my flight at. If I decline, then you inquire on where I spend my nights at. Shit, this life gets overwhelming and more than hectic. But a woman worth some anger is certainly worth some effort. Just look closer, my life is quite deceptive. Women will sell they soul just to buy some attention. I need something to hold. Fuck that passive aggression. And when I'm back from off that road, don't ask me no questions. Please. Fear what you don't know.
I apologize. I don't recollect your name.
Oh, baby, I don't know your
name. Let me tell you that them heels really compliments your frame.
Look at your body, baby.
Ooh, and I gotta catch my plane. Say you're missing and you're wishing for some private time. Girl, how can we get that way?
Don't remember how I met her, but I know I won't forget her. And if loving her is wrong, then I just know I won't see heaven. She say she from Seattle, she 20 and some change. And before I get to DIA, I'm sure to make her rain. Then I back up on my plane, Chi-Town, no hit. We spent some time and get some wine, have some miles from Harold's. I told her this is overrated, but I love your city, baby. Gotta get back to the D, you know we finally famous. Driver, drop me off in Dallas, I'm headed to some money. TSA be laughing, all the rubbers in your luggage. I know I'ma always leave them, but I swear I always love them. Tell her you'll probably find someone, but you'll never find another.
Baby, I
don't
know what it is. Tell me,
writing down. It's your boy Donnie B. My boy DJ Sharp, man, we definitely represent, man, on the field of Saturday night, man. I'll tell you, man,
yes,
you know,
sir.
I say a big shout-out to Timothy. Timothy listening to us on Facebook, man. He said, man, he's loving the show. He likes the mixes and stuff. And he wanted to know, say, how can he get down with you, man, at the University of DJ, man?
Oh, man, get down with us at the University of DJ. You can hook us up with University DJ AB. Yahoo.com. Yeah, that's U.S., you know what I'm saying, Universal DJ, AB, Yahoo.com.
Already, y'all hear the first right here, man, that's going down. Right here on B93FMHit.com. You got to say a big shout-out to Sherry Shepard. She's listening to us over there in that NYC. A big shout-out to my boy Antonio listening to us. Mark, yeah, we see you loud and clear, man. Y'all hit me up on Facebook, man. Everybody hit me up on Facebook, man. Shout out to them. Got to say a big shout-out to everybody out there that's listening to us on that Facebook, man. Going down, baby. See you in the mix. Man, we got a lot of stuff coming up, man. So y'all stay tuned, don't go nowhere, man. Tune in to y'all new world. Got to be Nico, man. We get out of the clear. Boy, Nico, man, from the Bomb Radio.
On some big money. About my hustle, all these cowards on that bunny. Rapping about a bunch of shit, you ain't even done it yet. You the one they gunning at, how I'm supposed to honor that? You all talk, dog, flow, and I ain't having none of that. I'm big boss, dog, floss all day and run it back.
Right.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan a shot. I call a call. We in the city, it's going down.
And you throw this on. You be popping them tags. We just throw in them bags. I mean, we hit the block. We be dropping them rags.
Turn it to an M. Used to ride Impala.
Woo.
Turn it to a Benz.
Woo.
You say me. Turn it to my friends. You should see how people treat you when that money coming in. Bad calling cause I'm balling in these. Hating on me cause they starving in a parking. Asking Martin where they walking. These things ain't important. They inform is really talking when them people get to hawking. I'm a boss. Really. Nino or Al Pacino. 100 racks on this rollie. He light up like a casino. Really be I'm a chief of the casino. Got shooters down in Miami. They throw out like Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Rosé.
Had a couple Jesus all on my setback. Everybody praying for me, I respect that. Woke up in the hospital where my check's at.
Woo.
Then I put 8 chains where my neck's at.
Woo.
Hopping in the ghost, I feel I'm best at.
Woo.
Worth 40 years over the bed. I'm on views on, just up on your chick. Known in the bar, well known for leaving bonuses. We making money, they marinate. When the work clean, cut it like a cherry cake.
Yeah.
These boys love the way I narrate.
Yeah.
I still whip it like it's anime. Remember, mama had a Cavalier. Now she living like a Cleveland Cavalier. Better check the stats, we still in arenas.
Woo.
And I got the cat, Gilbert Arenas.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I'm a boss.
I plan a shot.
I call the cops.
We in the city. It's going down. Yeah, I'm a kid and with my motherfucking friend.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Turntables activated. Get ready. You're about to party. Party. With the baddest motherfucking DJ.
You baby, the street tell me it's definitely going down. It's your boy Johnny B. Me and my boy Sean is in the building, man. I got to say a big shout out to my boy KD the Duke. The Duke. My boy KD the Duke, man. Say, Sean. Say, if you're looking for somebody to put a grill in your mouth, man, my boy got his own little business, man. He's doing it big, man. He works with Big Chuck there, man. You got to check it out, man. KD the Duke, man. Call him the Duke of the South, man. He got all he made. This, when I say this cat is hot when it comes to hip-hop music, oh, my goodness, man. The cat is off the chains, man. What you think about that, man?
Yeah, it's tight, man. You know what I'm saying? But I don't want no grill in my mouth, man.
He said, I'm
yeah.
Good, man.
I like that.
You do a good job, man. I ain't He do all the
I really got a couple jobs. My homeboy got grilled out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
I want to go nasty.
Facebook and Twitter on the B97FM radio.
All right, just wanted to throw that in. No, you got it. Y'all make sure y'all follow us on Twitter, too. All right, man. All right, man. So let's go to my boy, the G-Spot boy, the dude of Stanky Lane. Man, man, I'm pissed off with you, though. You know why I'm pissed off with you, man. Like, you gonna tell them to teach me how to do the dance. And they talking about they were going to do it, too. Man, I ain't doing nothing that's kind of time. All the time I dance is in the club. Now, I ain't gonna lie, I did dance in the club last night. Coming up after this, man, we're gonna tell you what your boy WB did at the damn club. Coming up next, right here on B93 and B97. We'll be right back.
Say I slide into a beat. Say, I got my G-Spot boys with me, you dig? Prince Torment and my boy Sliz. We got this new dance now, you dig? If you want, do the stanky leg. Do the stanky leg. Do the stanky leg. When I hit the dance flow, I be do the stanky leg.
My leg out on the
You're jamming with the hottest DJ.
Yeah, yeah, Lil Wayne, Lil Weezy. I'm talking directly to you.
Yeah, I said, what's up, Lil Wayne? I said, what's up, Lil Wayne? In the night.
is the show right there. It's called What's Up, Lil Wayne. I ain't going to really tell you what the song really, what he really means. Oh, man, that's my boy right there, man. When he first made that song, man, I don't know if y'all ever listened to one of them songs where Lil Wayne was, Lil Wayne was angry, locked up, Lil Wayne was so pissed off at Mr. Zoe that he mentioned Mr. Zoe in one of his songs, man. Did you know that?
I didn't know that, man.
Yeah, man. That's why Mr. Zoe's name is really, really out there now. Mr. Zoe got a huge name in Miami, Florida, and all across the country, man, just with the way mentioning that name. So what happened was, man, my boy came back. This nigga came back with a song. The real song go effing for
you. Yeah.
So, man, that was crazy, man. So Lil Wayne, after that happened, his manager told me that you gotta kind of keep the words down and just really call it something different. So that's when he came up with What's Up, Lil Wayne. That's why you hear the song. Let's go live to the phone line, my boys.
Boy, you're a fool.
Let's go live to the phone line. We got my boy standing by with the phone radio. What's going on, Lico?
Yo, what's going on, fam? What's happening, baby? What y'all up to?
Man, we're chillin'.
How was it, man?
It's Saturday night party mix, man. We talk, man.
Well, I can hear that, man. Y'all on it, man. DJ, man. Kind of need to put a fire series on them turntables over there, man. y'all say that's in the donkey over there.
Say, Nico. I was trying to let DJ Sean know that we really can't be letting the ladies get them. So, you know, normally the ladies be punker than we are. So I told DJ Sean, man.
Exactly.
It's the
perfect
man.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, man. People get ready to head out in a little bit, man. You got to give them something ready to go. When they get out there, already ready to go. They ain't got to get punked up. They already hype already.
Mm-hmm.
So when they be like, man, how are you so pumped? I was listening to B93 FM, baby. I was on that blog talk with my boy Daddy B That's in your bloodline. You know, Johnny B, like, he's black, Indian, and crazy. It's all mixed in together. That's what it is.
Say, Lico, yeah. I never forget, man, when I was in school. But I used to act so damn crazy in high school, man, at Polytechnic High School. Definitely want to say a big shout-out to everybody that's graduated from Polytechnic High School. Such a boy graduated in 1989. But anyway, man, I got to tell you this, man. People used to mess with me all the time in school. They used to say, man, what are you today? Are you this today? Are you this? That's how crazy I used to act when I was in high school, man. I was like, I ain't going to say the clan crowd. I'm saying the damn school clown.
Well, I understand. Well, I know. I wouldn't really brag about that, but that's cool, too, you know. So I'm glad you're proud of that, Johnny B. That's what's up.
Man, I'm proud of that. Wait a minute, check it out, Nico. I was trying to be like her pal. I was trying to be like the weatherman.
They don't know who her pal feels around here, so that, you gotta watch that. So that's what's up, man. I mean, you gotta be a little crazy. Shoot, look at that. Hey, what's the call it did? Meet the Brown did it. Mr. Brown, he acting crazy. Look where he is.
Man,
they say he acting crazy. He won't get you nowhere, huh?
Say, it's a big difference, though, man. Mr. Brown got all that money, man. Look at all that money he got, man.
Well, now he do. Yeah. Shoot, but when he was in school, he didn't have it, so he had to practice somewhere, I guess, you know. So I guess school was a place to do it at, I guess, you know.
We all got a place to
when
somewhere.
When I grow up, I think I want to be just like Mr. Brown.
I'm telling you.
Hey, you got any quick shout outs for us real quick, Mr. Lego Mac from the Bond Radio? Y'all make sure y'all check out my boy.
What, man. Yeah, man, I want to give a shout out to your fam. I want to definitely give a shout out to your crew, man. Y'all doing it real big, you know what I'm saying, all the time, man. You always, you know, have everything on lock, man. Everybody who's listening. And, you know, give a shout out to everybody who's going to be on the show later on this week. You know, I know you have some other big things ahead. Well, next week, should I say. You know, I just keep doing your thing, man. And I just want to let everybody know, yeah, I'm the host of the Bomb Radio Show, which, is my station, and now I will be actually doing Sagu Radio starting Monday, Step Your Game Up Radio starting Monday from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m., and, you know, which thanks to my boy Donnie B, who helped me get my station together and everything. So I do play independent artists, and I do have, you have to have clean stuff. I love clean music. I like stuff where a family can listen to. I like family environment, you know what I mean? So I don't like separating them too much. So, if mama can listen to it, baby can listen to it, daddy, brothers, you know. And so, but anyway, Sagu Radio, Step Your Game Up from 2 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, you know. And we do have guests on as well. Donnie B always on, you know. Hopefully, like I said, we get some other. I'm trying to get the Wendy Stofield show to be a part of it. And then also try to get Donnie B show on there as well. I know he's on B97 as well as his own station, B93. So we're trying to get Donnie B show on as well, so we can expand the show. So, but I appreciate you guys, man, for having me on as usual, man. God bless you guys, man.
No problem, man.
And keep up the good work, man. My boy Nico,
yeah,
man.
No doubt, man. Y'all do the same, bro.
Already, so boy Nico, man, doing it real big, representing the Bond Radio, man. I tell you what, man, it's Saturday. Damn, this week don't go by quick, man. What's up with that, man?
Exactly, man.
We going by real quick, man. All right, hey, it's time to get back in, too. Say, I'm looking for some more mix, man. What you want to hear, man? You got some mix? Oh, let's go to the phone. We got, I tell you what, 760, we're going to get you coming up in a few more minutes. We got 760. We're going to them in a minute. All right, Tom, man. Let's all right. Go. But you know what? Actually, let's take them now before we get into this mix, huh?
No problem, man.
Yeah, let's get to them. All right, you live on the hottest new radio show across the globe, 760-267. You live with Donnie B and DJ John.
What's up, Woody? What's up with it? Suspect in the house. What's up with it? It's Big Spoken. I got my CEO, Boss Hogg, on the phone.
Hey, what's going down, man? Welcome to the show, man.
What's up with it, man? What's up with it?
What's up with it?
Man, we just chilling, man. What's going on with you guys, man?
Man, I guess a lot going on with me, man. First of all, my mixtape just dropped, you know what I'm saying? April 8th, y'all can go pick that up at www.gangstarraptoday.com. It's only 99 cents, you know what I'm saying? Y'all can go follow me at twitter.com/BigSpookLow. You feel me? Working on another mixtape that's going to be produced by my boy G-Mac. It's Big Spook and Boss Hogg. Wanted Dead or Alive, that's coming soon. In October, you know, it's a whole lot of time. I got a whole lot. I'm letting my boy Boss Hogg tell y'all what was going down. Boss Hogg, holla at me.
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, man?
What up, man? Make sure y'all hit me up on Twitter. I'm BOSSHIZZLE, CEO Suspect Records. Shout out to the West Coast Divas, Too Tall to Icon, and of course my man Big Spook Loke.
Already, man. Man, real quick, man, tell everybody what city you represent from, man. What state or what city you represent from, man?
We represent Southern California, you know what I'm saying?
Already. See, I told you, man, California you representing. That's where a lot of our listeners are coming from that area, from California, man.
Exactly. Yeah, we try to do it on a worldwide level. Shout out to all the DJs showing us love, X-Wide, 7-Muscle, and now we on y'all line. So hopefully we can get y'all some music, and you know what I'm saying? We definitely support anybody that support us.
Already, man. That's what's up, man. Make sure you tell us, put the word out in California there, man. Tell them to tune in to us, man. That's that West Coast time, man. The West Coast is off the chain.
Already.
Y'all be doing the things over there, man.
Already, man.
What the club happening over there, Vic, man?
Man, y'all doing it over there, man. Man, we got the club.
Yeah, we got the vibe back in tonight. My nigga Dirty Birdie gonna be at the vibe tonight.
Oh man,
okay. We're, you know what I'm saying? And shit, we got a club cracking out here. You know what I'm saying? And it's that West Coast sound. You know what I'm saying? Hey Donnie B, I'm gonna be sending you some tracks soon, man.
All right then, man. You do that, man. For real, man. You send it to me, man. We gonna play it, man. Also, yeah. I think what, man, if you got the clean cup stuff, man, send it to me too, man, because I'm going to send it to my boy Lico Mack from the Bond Radio.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with the B93? What is it, B93 FM? You still doing that?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. B93, B97, coming soon to thebondradio.com, man. We trying to get it out, man. We're going to be on a couple different internet radio stations.
Okay, hey, how do I get my music on that one, the FM down?
All you got to do, man, is send the music, and we're going to promote it and put it.
Do it got to be clean version, or it could be like any uncut, what?
For my radio show, it can be on Pearl, man, but for the Bond Radio, I said send me two different cups.
Well, okay, I'll send you two different cups.
I take that back, because coming soon, we coming to the Bond Radio, and it got to be clean cups. So go ahead on and just send all clean cup music to the show. Because I forgot we're coming to the Bond Radio. Everything got to be cleaned up. So just send us a clean version.
Is that the FM dial?
Yeah, that's the FM dial, man.
Okay, I'll do that. I have a package for you, you know what I'm saying? I have a package for you, and then I'll shoot it to you, and we'll have it to you, you know what I mean?
Already, man. Appreciate that, man. Got any quick shout-out to you, man? So we'll let you go.
Yeah, man. Shout-out everybody, you know what I'm saying? Shout-out my boy Boss Hall. You know, my boy Trife out there in Australia. My boy G-Mac out there. Lady Spook, you know what I'm saying? The West Coast Divas. Too Tall, the Icon. You feel me? Just shout-out everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? All the XY DJs out there, you know what I'm saying? I want to shout-out to you. You feel me?
Hey, man, matter of fact, man, I'm going to also give it to my boy right here, DJ Sean, man. He's with the Universal DJ, and he can play, he can get your music in the clubs and stuff down here.
Okay, that's what's up. You know what I'm saying? I'll shoot you, you know, see, we can link up, you know what I'm saying, facebook.com/bigspookloke.varner, or you can follow me at twitter.com/bigspookloke. You feel me?
Man, we'll be back on again Monday, man. So call in. If you want to call in, man, you can call in every day, man, every night and represent, man, you know, represent the West Coast, man.
All day. That's all I'm going to do is represent the West Coast.
We're going to blast out to all our people because real niggas do real shit, and we definitely some real niggas. You know what I'm saying? Suspects in the house.
Hey, man, I tell you what, man, y'all miss it. Hey, I'm going to tell you what, man. Y'all missed a hot show last night, man. We had the UGK, Pimp C, Mama live on the show with us. We had the GS boys, man. Just coming up Tuesday night, we got Rapper Chinky coming through, man. So it's going to be crazy, man, coming through the show. And you can actually call in and talk to these hip-hop artists.
Hey, Donnie B, go on and shoot me a schedule for your blog talk, you know what I mean?
All right, then. I'll do that, man. Matter of fact, I'll put it on your Facebook page, man.
Yeah. Shoot me that, and I can shoot it to my people, my folks, and we, you know what I'm saying? We can shoot it everywhere, and we can, you know, have everybody call in and, you know, support.
All right, then. I sure will do that, man. Appreciate you calling in, man. Showing man love to us, man.
All right, for sure.
Boy, I said represent that West Coast, California, in the building. What we about to do right now, man, we about to get ready to get into this mix right here, man. Say, man, you ready? You ready for the mix, man?
All right, man.
Jumping out Ferrari, I be rocking Gucci,
want the whole club to hear what I'm saying, because this girl means so much to me. Now we on the floor and she's touching me. And if I want to take her home, it's got to be better than what they do on the radio.
It's got to be the crunchy, it's got to be the loud, it's
got to
be the best.
The best love song she ever heard in her life.
I got to tell her how I feel, I got to let her hear.
The best love song she ever heard in her life.
I want to be the right, I just got to picture her smiling.
And if you feel that way, go ahead and kiss your baby. And now we got the whole stadium in love.
Push, you know where I'm all on it. We get the party going, liquor flowing, this is fire. 50 and Jeremiah, number one, there's nothing higher. Get it,
work, I see you, baby.
Work it, work it, work it,
down, put it down,
down.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Something like my wrist piece, everybody got to watching it. Cause you got the secret treasure, I'm gon' put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be my own in this tricky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots, we'll just call it 50. And I'm gonna lick it, lick it, lick it till I hick it. I got that river running, keep you running till you empty.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, oh, you look so sweet. What you working about, Alice? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty, but well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Sorry you were down, why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me, put it down on me. Down, down on me, put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound, throw me out with more meat. Girl, all I really want is you down on me. Put it down on me.
Keep up and party jump and show this shit to bust a piece. Rock her hips and roll her hips and drop it down like it's no fish. She thinks like an hour clear. See how fast an hour pass. Time flies when I'm on that head, but I won't put out this on there. Work it like a pro, sit and watch it go. Do a thing out on the floor. She found the fastest trick to come. Respectful, incredible. She beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go. I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she.
Yeah, business 54 and down. It's boy Dunny B. We live in the mix right now, man. This is for Saturday night, man. Just got to say a big shout out to everybody out there in the Dallas Fort Worth area that's listening to us, man. West Coast in the building, man. What you think about that, man? What's going down, man? Are you pumped, man? You ready for the party, man, tonight, man?
I'm crunk, man, dog.
Man, Saturday night party show, man. I tell you what, man. It's definitely going down.
I am crunk, man.
I am too, man. It's crazy, y'all. Definitely got to say a big shout out to my boys, Lee Cole, man, from the Bomb Radio, man. Y'all make sure you're coming soon. We'll be coming to that station right there, man. So, say, man, you ready for the BombRadio.com, man? We're gonna be on that station soon, man.
Ready, man. I'm gonna be crunk, man. Ready for it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Be ready for it, dog. You know what I'm saying?
I'm ready for it.
Do it big in Texas, man. You know that.
Already, man. That's what it's all about, man, doing it real big in Texas, man. They say everything big in Texas is big, so guess what? The station is big.
Yeah, everything big in Texas.
That's right. That's why the radio station is big in Texas. Am I right about that, man?
Yeah.
Number one in these states.
Right. You're right about that, man.
He's like three.
You know what I'm saying? Right, you know, I give a shout-out to my boy E-Rod. My boy E-Rod doing it big for this DJ. He's doing it big. You know what I'm saying?
Already. Got to say a big shout-out to Lisa Ray. She's listening to us. She just in that Alabama. Contacted me on Facebook. She said, man, y'all are damn it. She said she's getting ready to go out to the club. I've been in Alabama. Big shout out to you. We see you loud and clear. Y'all holler at 347-989-1725. They're going down.
Got you keep waving at me when I roll by. I'm calm, I'm cool, they think brand new. I don't handcuff, you can get the whole damn crew. Get in my team of Bessie Bessie, team of Bessie Bessie, team of Bessie Bessie.
Excuse my charisma, rockin' with a twister, swagger down pat. Call my name Patricia, Young Money Militia, and I am the commissioner. You're on South Easy, cause the F is my finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted, cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is a bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the present, what a fucking family picture. You know Father Time, we all know Mother Nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, fuck segregation. Fuck that shit, my money up. You niggas just running up. Young money running shit, and you niggas just running up. I don't feel I done enough, but I'ma keep on doing this shit. Let's go shit a young tuna fish. If you don't understand me, had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But hoes gon' be hoes, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talk to mom, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, call it self-defense. Swear man, I be seeing through these niggas like sequence. Niggas think they heathen, pow, pow, beating. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, fuck the world, that's adultery. You full of shit, you close your mouth and let your ass talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is ass. So stop playing, bitch, I got this game on deadbolt. Mind so sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll feel ya. Try me and run into a wall, I'll feel ya. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field. Like the fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they feel right.
St. Louis' own internet radio station. Internet radio station. Radio station. B97 FM with DJ Earthman.
All right, y'all, man. I don't know what just happened. What just happened, man?
Yeah.
Oh,
what happened, man?
It's crazy, y'all. That's right, man. We got to do it a bit, man. Sometimes, you know, sometimes that computer stuff happens, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So, anyway, man, what we got coming up, man? Shirley, we see you live. We got that big shout out to Shirley listening to us on Facebook. Tanya House listening to us on Facebook. Yeah, we hear you loud and clear, man. We definitely doing it a bit. It's going down, baby. It's official. 8:09.
Yeah.
At the time, man, so
they need to let us know what club they're going to, man. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
Man, I'm trying to call this club. Man, because my boy in my boy in West Coast said they going to, what club they said they were going to, man? They were going to some club. They were going to some club over there in the West Coast, y'all. I tell you what, man, let's get back to this mix, man. It's going down, B93FM, thehit.com, y'all.
Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip, fly chick, all that, cause cash rules. Show off your hat, show off your tat. Show off your arms, legs, chest, show off your back. Snapbacks and tattoos, snapbacks and tattoos. Nice whip, fly chick,
all that just cash.
Okay, me. Now snapbacks and tattoos. Rap fact, I'm that dude. My backpack got cash that I make an ass clap like tap shoe. I'm international, y'all niggas bad new. I pass through, fresh to death. You now
copy, man, they can't control the pictures. New MOB, set, screaming money over bitches. My clothing cat, they all custom though. Something that you ain't custom to. Don't come back to the hustle boat. Hold the hat, they're adjustable.
Champ, that big H be my belt.
Nah, don't.
jerk off in public, but I've been out doing myself. Undisputed swag champ, that big HB, my belt. Fresh pair of them Jordan 3s, all black Givenchy. That snap back with that snake skin, you niggas gotta see Don C. Motherfucker, we rollin' with some browns and girls and Beyoncé's. Ball like this, you gon' see the kind of hate LeBron see. Pop a band, throw a bill up, them strippers call me Chauncey. Look so cool in my leather jacket, they should be calling me Fonzie. But I ain't got my collar up, I just got my dollars up. Big fish eat little fish and you little niggas get swallowed up. Shouldn't have been in this Shark Tank, ain't my fault if I eat them. Why would I wanna join them when I always knew I could beat them? Keep a foot on they neck, fresh pair of them weak Timbs. Ain't no love in hip hop, but still let you eat them. Came for the competition, but it wasn't much around. I let you kiss the ring, but you never touch the crown. Swag champ, I got the belt. Swag champ, I got the belt. When it's done, come talk to me. You'll see, I got the beat. B is for them big boys with the grown money and bad bitches who ain't gotta spend their own money. I said, swag champ, I got the belt. Swag champ, I got the belt. When it's done, come talk to me. You'll see, I got the beat. B is for them big boys with the grown money and bad bitches who ain't gotta spend their own money. Now I ain't coming to be playing. Showtime, expect me out. That hotel, that new shit. Yeah, I see them trying to check me out. That new chain just came in. Just what my nigga out. Funny, I be going in every time they let me out.
Turn in my chin, I'm about to cut the Porsche. Turn in my chin, turn in my chin, turn in my chin. You leave me no choice, nigga. Turn in my chin, turn in my chin, turn in my chin. I take over the street, fresh out that banana boat. I come straight from the east, but niggas spit so kinda low. You tell me where you wanna meet. I'm coming with a gang of dope. My cigar from the lab, I'm laced up to the buck. Go to Porsche. Panamera 911, I do the whole dance, dropping all cash, got it to the death of me, I'm sticking to the recipe, blood in with Colombia, I know Sosa, all I got is my balls and my words, fuck you roaches, everything we do, we put Versace on the sofa, the money got me geek, like I took a hit of coca, my life is a movie, I gotta stay focused, running my chin, turning my chin, turning my chin, turning my chin, check up on my ears, turning my chin, turning my chin, turning my chin, I'm about to cut the bush, turning my chin, turning my chin, turning my chin.
Merc, I'm talking big shit, nigga, join my hit. This nigga, what's the matter? Check your bladder, I'm the shit. This nigga, shoot the witness, nigga, whole court in the streets and convict this nigga, old dickless nigga, man, I'm running with the blocker. Young money, motherfucker, you think we gon' do a thing? Why ain't it funny in the summer and we coming for the commas? Then whoever among us, and you know I'ma bust my ass until my crew very humongous.
Was love.
against the world. You know we both hustling, so hustling is our world. Sister must have had too much to drink. I'm in my G mode. So all the ladies repeat after me, cause it's a G code. Promise if I get locked, you come and pay my bond. If you hear some niggas plotting on me, you ring the alarm. And that's how you get to me, it's gonna be the bomb. And in these unlucky streets, you gon' be my lucky charm. See some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Going off the belly and throne, it's too scary, baby. You can have whatever you like, it's too fairy. I do anything to leave it at night. What you share, that I do.
Let me get your favorite friend. You got that bond. I'm trying definitely. No disrespect, my baby. Just trying to make my smile. Try to keep my spirits up. That's why I lay this down. Try to keep your spirits.
More beats.
More beats.
More bounce. Because that's how we roll.
Yeah, baby, Stephanie going down. It's your boy Dunny P. My boy DJ Sean, man. We live in the mix right now, man. We in the building, man. But we're going to go live to the phone line because we got a very special guest, Mama West. I ain't going to say, man. I ain't going to even call Mama West no guest, man. She called in too much to be a guest, man. She just a regular caller, man. How about that, man? She's family, man. It's going down, y'all. We live in the mix right now on V93 FM. We got Mama West live in the building. What's up, Mama West?
Now, see there, now, see there, now you going to talk about me like that? See, that's cold right there.
What I do, Mama West?
Now I'm a cold blood. I'm talking about I ain't going to call her no guest. Look at here, I'm a guest.
You ain't no guest.
I'm just messing with you, How you doing? Yeah, I like that last song. That was good. My little grandson sued me. He said, that's hot.
Mama, you ain't no, you come on here too much, but you not no guest.
All right, I'm just a member of the family, right?
Yeah, you family.
I'm just a member of the family. Now, look here, since I'm a member of the family, y'all gonna have to let me get. Now I ain't gonna get raw. Y'all have to let me give some homage tonight.
All right,
I forgot to do something last night, and. I got to give homage, okay? And this is what I want to do. Now, we talked about my son last night. We talked about the pimp. And I mentioned Bun B in passing. But I just got to tell you, and I hope you listening, D-Town. I hope you listening everywhere around the country. Because I want you to know that Bun B is the surviving and the remaining member of UGK.
Wow.
There were only two members of that group. That was not a group, y'all. That was a duo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to always remember my Bun B.
Right.
Because he's very, very near and dear to me. And you gave a lot of love. D-Town, I'm talking to you right now. You gave a lot of love to UGK. And you gave a tremendous amount of love to Pimp C when he came home. And I just want you to remember that my baby Bun B is the surviving and the remaining member of UGK. I want you to take something into account. When C went home to be with Jesus, Bun B never tried to replace him because he knew that UGK consisted of Pimp C and Bun B. And
wow.
There would never be another. And so now he is Bun B of UGK. And so I just want you to remember, D-Town, when that baby comes to D-Town, I want you to show him some love. I want you to give him that homage. And because I love him, and I want you to know that I love him. Had a nigga ask me the other day, when you talk to Bun B, that ain't none of your damn business what's between us. Ain't none of your business. But you must know that there is a special bond between me and Bun because we're still here. He has gone on to glory, and he's at peace right now. And Bun B has to carry on his torch.
Wow.
He's got to carry on his torch just like I do. And if you think it's easy for him, like I explained to you last night, when it comes to me, this is a living hell. And it is for him. He lost his brother, y'all. He lost his brother. His brother, who he thought was going to be with him until they rolled them both down the aisle. And that didn't happen. So I want you to remember now. I want you to give the man his homage. I want you to give him his props because he is the remaining and surviving member of UGK.
Wow.
I tell people all the time, Mama is UGK Records. Bun B is UGK. And I don't want anybody to ever forget that. And when I hung up, when I got off with y'all last night, I felt real bad because I said, now, I didn't give my baby his homage. And I should do that because that boy has to get on the stage. I want you to think about something. That boy has to get on the stage and half to 75% of his show or UGK song.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
So sometimes he does Pimp's lyrics. And don't get mad. He's not Pimp. But he's paying homage to his brother when he does his lyrics. And so now he doesn't do them Pimp's way because if the script was flipped, Pimp wouldn't try to do them Bun's way.
Right.
And I just want everybody to remember that. I want you to remember what UGK was. UGK consisted of Pimp C and Bun B. And together, they were magical. Magical.
Wow.
We can never see that again. C was a hell of an artist by himself. Bun B is a hell of an artist by himself. But that magic of UGK, you won't get a chance to see again. You got to see it on video.
Wow.
But when he comes to your city, I want you to know he's carrying this on his back.
Wow.
And you need to show him an extra degree of love. Because he's carrying this on his back.
Wow.
I'm going to give y'all a little personal insight. The first show that Bun did after C passed away was in H-Town. And I called him and I said, baby, do you want me to be there? Or is that going to be too hard for you? And he said, I can't do it without you.
Oh, man.
And I went there, and we were in that dressing room nervous. We were nervous. Like, can we pull this off? Because it's always weak. It's not me. It's not Bun B. It's not C. It was always weak.
Wow.
And we wondered whether we could pull it off. And the first two songs that Bun did on that stage, I'm like, oh, my God, it ain't working. And then he looked back at me, and it was like there was a portrait of C in the back.
Man.
And it was like, I'm not lying to y'all now, it was like a fog came down on their room. And then that portrait came real clear. And I looked at him like I've said so many times when they were both nervous on that stage, and I mouthed the words, wrap your ass off. And he just, that next song just got everybody up and got everybody doing it, and that was a magical UGK moment.
Wow. Wow, that is so amazing.
I've got moments like that to share with you all, but I'm about to tell you, I want you all, the next time that boy touches down in D-Town, tell everybody, show him that UGK love. I want you to love him for Bun B. I do. I want you to love him for Bun B. But I want you to show him that UGK love.
Wow.
There was no love like that. I said something at the end of the show last night, Donnie B. I said, I love you, D-Town.
Yes, you
because you are a UGK town. You showed us more love than anybody in the whole world. Not just the country, in the whole world. And so now, I'm going to tell you the same thing I said December the 29th, 2007. It was C's birthday, the year he passed away. And we did his birthday party. And I got on that stage and I said, all the love you had for C transferred to Bun B. Everything that you had for him, transfer this to Bun B. Because he is UGK now, and he's going to need you. I think oftentimes we forget that. Now, I've done my spiel. I know you heard me. And the next time that boy come to D-Town, I might be with him. And if you don't show that love, I'm going to get real mad and tell you something real ugly on that stage that I couldn't even say on the radio. And because I know in my heart, that this is what C would want you to do. Everybody out there tells me about all the love that they have for my son and all the love that they have for my grandchildren and me. And I appreciate that. I love you for it. I couldn't make it day to day without it. But you got to remember that there was another member of UGK. He is Bernard Bun B. Freeman. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever forget that. I took that boy as my own flesh and blood. And I love him dearly. So keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind. I don't know where he's working tonight or if he's working tonight. But always remember that anybody out there, if you got a problem, if you want to book a show for Bun B and you don't know where to call, if somebody don't answer the phone, go get one of the UGK albums. You're going to see Mama number on there. Call me. I'll hook you up. I'll hook you up.
We need to bring him on the show, Mama Wick, one night.
Yes, you do. He is a very, very, very good speaker. And so I just wanted to pass that on to you. I don't know if you know that Bun B is up working now. He's doing a class. He's teaching a class at Rice University.
No.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's been doing that. This is the second year that he's doing this, and it's a very good thing. What we were talking about reaching out to people, Bun B does that in the Houston community, and he reaches out to young people. I'm just telling you, you know what? I've got to do everything I can do to pump people who are doing the right thing.
Right.
And I just want you to know that Bun B is doing that. Okay?
Man, didn't even know that. That's something new.
And that is a very special thing that everybody needs to remember. D-Town, I know you probably didn't know that. Everybody in H-Town know that. But you know, unfortunately, Donnie B, niggas don't want to talk about the good things.
No, they don't. They
only
want
to talk about what a nigga doing wrong.
You know what? I'm saying that. That's what we try to do on this show. We try to bring out some of the positive stuff that happens.
Accentuate the positive. And that's why when I thought about it this afternoon, and I said I need to let everybody know what the surviving member of UGK is doing.
That's right.
And this is what he's doing. We appear off that. We appear often. Last year, before school opened, we both appeared on at a venue, an outside venue that had young people there. And he spoke and I spoke. And it was a really good event. We go around. We do this. Okay? So if there's anybody out there, you're looking for a motivational speaker, and they won't listen to you, they're going to listen to mama because I talk their language.
They will. Mama West, we really going to have to, I'm going to have to get some sponsors, and we're going to have to bring you to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And what I like to do is get a sponsor for you. I got a limousine company that I work with. And we can try to bring you to town and let you just go around to the school.
Yeah, because we're going to tell them the truth. Now, you know what? You probably don't even know this because people don't tell the good stuff. Way back in the day when C was still on Earth, we went to Dallas and we went to a couple of schools. And we went to I don't know what they call them, but it was for the bad niggas, you know. The young ones.
Well,
it's called mental. Yeah, well, it wasn't a penitentiary, but it was a penitentiary for bad youth, okay?
Bad young people.
And we went over there, and we spoke to those children. C did, Bun did, I did. We're all about saving.
Man.
Saving us. You know, because when I say us, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
And we need plenty saving. And just like I said every night, last night, every ethnicity sticks together and tries to help their own. Now, we need to start doing it, too. Donnie B., I'm going to put a whole lot on your shoulders. And your partner right now, I'm going to put a whole lot on your shoulders. Because you say you want to do this, you got a top show right now. You need to get out there and get something going where we can reach these young people. I'm 65 years old, okay? You ain't got to try to save no 65-year-old nigga. He got one foot in the grave anyway. No, I'm just telling you the real. Why is you out there talking about, you know, we need to get this 65-year-old nigga out of jail? He got, look at here. He got one foot in the grave and the other one on the banana peel.
Say, Mama West, I don't know. Mama West, you know what? I ain't going to say nothing about that because I ain't going to lie. The older folks live a lot with it up.
Well, now, I'm going to be here until I'm 100. See, y'all going to have to bother with my mouth. I'm 65. You got to bother with my mouth for at least 35 more years. And I'm not going to stop. But what I'm telling you is that you're not going to raise a 65-year-old. Okay?
That's right.
Okay? I'm just going to be honest with you. Let's break it down. Their brains don't work as fast as they used to because hell, mine don't. But what you got to do is reach the youth. We got to reach these youth, y'all. We got to reach these youth.
But hold on for one minute.
You got to start.
But those who are just now tuning in to us, man, we got a lot of listeners tuning in to us all across the country. We see you 817-332. We see you 817. We see you 531 area code. We see you 713. We see you 713-202. Big shout out to everybody listening to us. If you're just not tuning in to us on the internet, we're talking to Mama West. Mama West is live with us, and we're talking about some real stuff. Mama West, I want to say you touched so many people's lives on yesterday, man. How did that make you feel, Mama West?
It makes me feel that I had a success that day. Every day is not successful, but when I get up in the morning, I strive. For every day to be successful, if I can just touch one person, I have done my job for that day. If I don't touch that one person, then I need to touch two the next day. Okay? Look, my job is right now, I'm doing my job for my son. Okay? I'm doing what he wanted done. I'm doing what he could have done a lot easier than me, because he could have touched a lot of people a lot faster than me, because he was on that stage with 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 niggas.
Wow.
Every night. But see, I've got to touch them a few at a time. That's not a problem. That is not a problem. Because if C had an audience of 5,000 that night, and he said, stop that music, let me tell you something. And his message was, one of his messages was, and I should deliver this one tonight because I didn't do that last night. I left out a whole bunch of stuff last night. One of his messages was, if you got somebody locked down, and don't act like you don't know, everybody out there, 9 out of 10 people, know somebody locked down. Because we are black. 99% of the people listening at this show tonight are minorities. Okay?
Right.
They're minorities. And minorities make up 85% of the prison population. Yeah, I done my research. You don't need to go back and check.
Oh, I see.
But what I'm telling you is we make up 85% of the lockdown population. Now, how do I know that? I got evidence. I done been to the county. No, I done been to the city. I done been to the county. I done been to the state. And yes, sir, I've been to the feds. And we make up 85% of the lockdown population.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yes, we do. Check it. I welcome you. Go on and check out my stats. Because when I tell you something, I know what I'm talking about. So what I'm saying is that 99% of the people listening at us tonight, Donnie B, know somebody locked down.
Yeah.
And they don't even just know somebody. They got a relative or a friend or somebody. So don't act like you don't know. I'm going to give you the message that C was trying to give out when he came out of jail. Commissary is necessary. Every show, every appearance he did, from the time he came out of jail until the time he closed his eyes, he said, commissary is necessary. Go put some money on them people's books.
Wow.
You ain't got to have a whole lot. You don't have to have a whole lot. Put what you got. The man needs some soap, some toothpaste, some something. Something make him feel good. Some baby powder. They got females locked down. And man, I'm about to tell you, we like that powder.
Wow.
So go on and put something on their books. Now, not just that. They have mail call every day, 5 days a week. They don't do it on Saturdays no more. See, I know what I'm talking about.
I see.
But they do. Do you know, I go through 2 books of stamps a month. Because I write to people. Some of them I've never even seen. But if they write to me, I write back. I've got regular babies that I write twice a week. Because when they do their mail call, I want their number to come up.
Right.
And they got a letter. They got a picture. Take some pictures. Send to these people like them. They want to keep in contact with the free world, as they call it. You know? Don't use the words, because that's what it is. They want to keep in contact with the free world. Send them a picture. Now, don't send too many, because you know the limit is, I think in the feds, the limit is 8.
Oh,
don't
8.
Send too many, because they're going to send them back.
Oh,
but send them a couple at a time. send them a couple at a time. Write to them. You know somebody locked down. Don't act like you don't know. You know somebody locked down. And go in on and write to them. And don't be telling me, hell, you know, he did the crime. He need to serve time. Well, get what? You did too. You just didn't get caught.
Yeah,
right, well,
gone
now.
I was in the same
position
before.
Tell the truth. You know what? Like my grandma used to
tell
say,
the
tell the truth, negative. The truth will set
right.
you free. But don't
that's
act
true.
Like you did. You probably did the same thing that you, a whole lot of people out there right now, Donnie B, they got a person in mind, you know, and they thinking about them. And they were like, yeah, that's what I said. But guess what, nigga? You did the same thing.
You're right. That's true.
You didn't get caught.
You're right,
bro. You didn't get caught. So stop coming down on your homeboy.
Right.
Stop coming down on your homegirl. You know, I'm not, you know, I am Poetry LaBoy. Everybody know that. But I got some homegirls in there. Some girls that I write to that I made friends with. I got a few that's out right now doing good. Okay?
Yeah.
Reach out. Write to them. Now, I got one more message for you, and then we're going to go back to some music, down to be whatever you want to do, the phone lines. Now, when they come home.
We're going to take the phone call, Mama Whiskey.
All right. Okay, I got one more message for you now.
All right.
When they come home. Everybody don't come home like my son came home. Everybody don't come home like Pimp C. I love my baby. Still love him. He came home, he had a career. He had a career when he left, and he got bigger when he was locked down. Everybody don't come home to that. Okay?
Right.
And let me tell you something, y'all. Ain't nobody trying to hide no convicts. Ain't nobody trying to hide nobody just got out of their white suit. I'm trying to tell you, they're not trying to hire.
We're going to keep it real, y'all, for real.
And that's why they go back. That's why they go back. Because they go back to doing the same thing that was doing before. Keep it real now. Tell the truth.
Right.
Tell the truth. You leave them no outlet. I was working with a young man. Tell you honestly, I was working with a young man. He got locked down. He was a drug dealer. Y'all know, he was a deep boy. He went over there. He got a trade. They taught him a trade. It was welding. He came out all pumped up, like, okay, I got a trade now. I can make it. Wasn't nobody trying to hire him. Wasn't nobody trying to do it. So you know what he did? He went back to doing the same thing he was doing again. And he got locked down again. Now he out again now. You know, I work with these kind of people. I had a little boy call me. He was a rapper, and he was telling me all about his background, right? What he did and what he did. Let me tell you how you know a person that's been in jail. They leave out 2 or 3 years. And then I said, well, baby, what was you doing between da-da-da-da and da-da-da? He didn't answer. I said, oh, you was in college. You was in Penn State. And he was like, yeah, but I didn't want to say that because I didn't think that you wanted to fool with me if I was doing that. I asked him one question, Donnie B. I said, you going back? Are you going back? He said, no, ma'am. I said, well, then I want to deal with you because I'd rather deal with you than one of these little fools out there running around still doing what they doing because he going to go and then I done spent all my time messing with him and then he gone.
That's
but see, you done been there. You done learned your lesson.
Right.
The hard way, but you learned it.
That's true. You're right.
So, who would you like to work with? Would you like to work with a person who experienced and know? Or do you want to deal with a neophyte? I don't deal with neophytes.
Not me. You're right.
If you haven't been there a few times and bump your head several times, you don't know what you're doing.
Well, can I say something, Mama West?
Yes.
I went to there one time for tickets, and I was just telling everybody about this. I'm claustrophobic. Okay, I cannot stand to be locked up in one spot. So jail, I ain't gonna even tell you how to lie. Jail is not for me. I told that police one time. I said, I promise you, I won't be back. Oh, sir, they all say that. I said, sir, I promise I won't be back. You know what, Mama West? That was 20 years ago. I ain't been back since.
Hello? Jail, see, that's what I'm talking about. I ain't never been. And I'm not going. I ain't never been. I'm not going. Because, see, they would kill me.
No, they would kill me, too, Mama West.
I already know. They killed me. Because, see, my mouth would get me dead.
No,
so
Mama
I can't
West,
do
I'm
that.
Sure.
But what I'm trying to tell you, don't forget. Don't forget your people out there. Don't forget your people who are locked down.
That's true. You're right.
Now, here's another thing I want to tell you, and then, Donnie B, we need to go to the phone lines. Now, there's another thing I want to tell you. Here come a fool. He done been there, right? He come out. He's still acting a fool. Then sometime out, I got a couple who done been back twice. And then you come out, you're still acting a fool. You know what you do? Cut him loose.
Yep.
Yeah. There is a point that you arrive at where you can't help nobody. And one thing you got to understand that I used to tell C all the time, he never got it through his head, you can't help everybody.
Man, my mom tell me that all the time.
You cannot help everybody.
Man.
When you reach a point where you've done all you can, then unfortunately, what you got to do is look up. Just look up and say, Jesus, take them, because I'm through.
That's true.
And you need to move on.
Right,
because
right.
What you're doing if you don't do that, now you say that sounds cold. That sounds cold. It is cold. But let me tell you something. While you wasting your time with somebody that you know can't be saved, you're missing five others out there who can be saved.
You're
all right.
Right?
So there is a system of sacrifice.
Right.
You got to let them go because you got five other people over here who need you and who want to make it.
That's right.
And you're wasting your time on, I don't want to go there, but you know, you're wasting your time on a piece of that stuff we don't want to talk about. Okay?
Right.
And I'm just telling you, you gotta decide. You got to be adult enough. You got to be grown enough to say, you know what? Man, I done gave this nigga everything I can. And he still don't want to do right. So what I got to do is cut him loose.
Wow. That's so true.
And let God, let go. Here's the message for tonight. Sometimes you got to let go and let God. Okay?
Man.
And you got to understand that you might be a good person, but you ain't God.
Hmm.
And when you get in your mind that you God, then go on and lay down and put your hands on your chest. You know what I told you about last night? Lay down, put your hands on your chest, and hold your breath. I promise you, you'll stop breathing.
Mm-hmm.
So you got some phone line, Donnie B?
Yes, man. They
are
blowing up. Let's go. Let's go to area code 336-918. They've been waiting a long time to talk to you, Mama West.
Yo, okay.
You're live on Sunny B Radio, Saturday Night Point Mix Show with Tennessee Mama live with us right now, 336-918. You are on the radio. 336.
Hello?
Okay. Sometimes they just want to listen. Let's go live back to the Dallas Fort Worth area, 465-335. You are live on the show with Mama West.
Good evening, everybody. It's Lady. Hello. Good evening, Mama Bless. How are you?
Hey, Lady. How you doing?
I'm good, ma'am. I'm good. Just honored again to get another moment of your time. Just listening to you, you know, and the knowledge and the wisdom that you are placing on these airwaves for all of us to have. So I just sitting back listening, observing, learning all at the same time.
Take it in, darling, and use it, because you're a lot younger, and you're going to have to carry this on after I'm gone.
Yes, ma'am. I would say, though, you made a statement that you said that Pimp C, you know, made a point across millions of people at a time, and that you try to touch one person at a time, and if you don't touch one, your goal the next day is to try to touch two. And I would disagree with that, because Pimp C had to learn it from somebody. And he was created by two people that was created before his time. So in order for him to learn it and teach it in front of millions or 1,000 or 100, he had to learn it from somebody so, so much more ancient and blessed before his time. So I just want to tell you that hats off to you, because you still teaching us thousands and millions at a time. You may not see it, but it's out there.
Thank you, darling. And I'm going to keep on doing it until y'all come down here to the PAT and roll me down that aisle. I'm not going
to
stop.
Well, I've never been to Port Arthur or Houston, so I'm from Chicago, but I live in Dallas. So I'm going to be trying to make you my point to come and visit, you know,
okay,
more places and do some things, you know, with our business and our movement.
We may have to bring the radio still live down there, Mama West.
And you know what? I'll cook for you.
Oh, I'm coming. I was just going to say, if somebody cooks, I will buy the food if she cooks.
You know, that is my hobby.
There's no pork for me. There's no pork for me.
That is my hobby. Honey, when you eat what I cook, you ain't even going to care.
Hey, okay.
I need to interject right here. And I got to tell you a little story that happened to C when he was in jail. Okay? Now, I got to tell you, C ate pork. Okay? He loved his pig. And so he was talking to a friend of his from PA, as a matter of fact. I ain't going to call the boy out right now. But anyway, they had given C a very special big old pork chop that day. And C said it was so good, man. It was smoking and everything. And he sat down at the table. And the dude said, "Brother C, don't eat that swine." And it was shortly before he was going to come home, right? So he said, "Man, I ain't done nothing the whole time I've been in here. But if you touch that pork chop, I'm about to stab you with this fork." And we laughed about it. Now, let me tell you what Mama do. Before anybody comes to my residence, I always ask you, what don't you eat? And I respect that. You know, I've had people who come here and they don't eat seafood. You know, we eat them shrimp. And I, in an interview one time, somebody asked me, "Does C really like shrimp like that?" I say, "For sure, for sure." And if you come here, you're going to see some. But if you got a seafood allergy or whatever it is, I'll fix you something that does not contain that. And if you don't eat pork, I respect that. And I won't fix yours with that eating.
Please, because I will get sick. I have a sickle cell disease and I'm aware it's going to make me sick.
I don't, look, I respect whatever it is that you do. As for
but
me,
I eat everything else that's a vegetable on the Lord of planet.
As for me,
up.
Mama can eat inside. I'm 65 years old. I've been eating anything and everything I wanted for 65 years. I don't take no high blood pressure medicine.
Man, you blessed.
Because my blood pressure is normal. I don't take no heart medication. I take no regular meds daily.
Wow.
And I figure it was good enough for 65 years, it's got to be good for 35 more. So,
wow.
But whatever, I respect what everybody does, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with people who don't do that. You know, you got to respect what people want for their dietary beans, okay? I'm not a vegetable person, but I cook them. I don't like that. I'm not no rabbit. I don't eat a bunch of green stuff. But I'll cook it for you, you see. And I'll cook it for you very well. But all I'm saying is that we've got to be careful as to when we jump down on people for doing things that they do. I ain't mad at you. I'm not mad at you. And you just got to respect people. That's the problem. People got a problem with respecting what other people do. Okay? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm from Louisiana. I don't eat Boone. I don't eat chillin. I don't eat tripe. And you're not going to cook that funky stuff in my house. Now, whatever it is, it is. That does not fit into my dietary menu that day. You know, on New Year's when everybody cooking tripe and chillings and all that, to me it stank. I don't want it. And you're not going to cook that up in my house. But if you want to go across the street and have some, I ain't mad at you. Go across the street and have some. Just be sure you got a whole lot of breath mints before you come back over here.
Oh, man.
I'm just being serious.
I like that.
I'm just being serious. You don't like pig? Okay, I ain't mad at you. You don't like cow? I ain't mad at you. You know. Oh, hell, I don't like vegetables. So don't be mad at me.
Mama, how
are
you able to survive without vegetables?
Oh, you know, I do other things. Now, I drink V8. Vegetable servings a day.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not no damn rabbit, and I don't like green stuff. I eat spinach, probably the green stuff that hardly anybody else likes.
Mama West, I got to ask you this. I have a 5-year-old son. It is hard for me to get him to eat vegetables. I'm going to have to beg him to eat vegetables.
Well, he might not want them. I mean, I'm not mad at him. See, now you're asking the wrong person. You're asking the wrong person now. See, now you're going left. Because I don't eat that.
He's going left.
I don't eat that. And I just told you, I'm 65 years old, and I take no daily meds except vitamins.
Wow.
Okay?
You look so healthy, though, Mama. You're doing something.
I work out every day. I believe in exercise.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, that's good.
Okay?
That's good, bro.
And I've been doing that for 39 years. So that do make a difference. Now, I ain't mad at you, Donnie B. Let me tell you something. You can eat a piece of that ham and you can get out and run it off. Because, man, I make a ham. Look, I ain't lying. I make a hand that'll make you slap your mama.
Mama, I'm gonna have to come down there tomorrow for something to dinner.
But I'm not. Look. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. We having a lot of fun tonight, and very relaxed. But
yeah,
I'm telling you, I've got no problems with whatever your dietary requirements are when you come to my house. Because before you come here, I'm gonna really ask you. See, and then I'm going to buy by that. You know, I'm going to buy by that. I make gumbo, and I put sausage. But if you want some beef sausage in there, I ain't mad at you. I'll let you eat that hard stuff.
I'm hungry already.
Okay? But I'm just letting you know. I'm just letting you know.
You have equipment at your house, Mama West?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
because
I'm going to eat that.
Mama Wiz, I got one. I don't use it, Mama
Wiz. My son, look, my son bought me every piece of exercise equipment I wanted.
Wow.
And I do have it in my house because I ain't got time to go to no gym and play with them people. And I ain't got time to drive over there, waste my gas. Y'all know gas is high.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't got time for that. I can jump up in the morning, put my grandson on the bus, and do my workout. And then when Donnie B be calling, see, I can be talking to him while I'm working out.
Yep, you see the older.
So, yeah, and that's the key to it. Now, let me tell you the key to it. The key to it is eating as correctly as you can. I don't like vegetables, but I eat a lot of fruit. And I do drink V8. I ain't trying to plug V8, but, you know, it got 2 vegetable servings in every 8 ounces. And then I do work out. Okay, and drink water.
Okay.
Drink water. Yeah, 8 to 10 glasses a day.
It calls for me though,
yeah,
instead of drinking them sodas, drink water. It flushes out the poisons in your body.
That's true. You're right.
Okay.
Wow.
Your body is a machine. Wow. Your body is a machine, and you've got to treat it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And when it starts acting ugly, then you got to figure out what you're doing. Now, Donnie B, it ain't all about that pork either. It's about how much sugar you eat.
Oh,
how much sugar you eat.
Wait a minute, Mama Wick. Y'all see how she pointed right at me.
Yeah.
See, I know.
It
really is about how much of that sugar you eating. See, and I can talk... frankly, because I'm a sugarholic. I love sugar.
It
might not be that pork that's slowing you down. It might be them donuts.
Oh, my man. Come on now. I have to stop at the store every morning before I take my son to school to get some donuts.
See?
Now, you're not going to
see? Now, did you hear me, baby? See, that other boy right there that's with you, he know what I'm talking about. See, you, Donnie B, you don't want to hear me right now, because, see, you know about you eating them donuts. hush.
Oh,
I don't want to hear you now. It ain't that. It's them donuts you eating in the morning. It's all that sugar. No, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you right now. So you talking about, man, I'm so tired. I can't know how much to do this. I don't know.
Lord,
them donuts you eat. And then you pass by one of them old people house, and they got one of them 5-layer cakes, and you diving
this
up in that.
Donuts, I'm going to look at them.
Uh-huh. And then you're sitting up there eating that extra sweet potato pie. Don't play with me.
Who are you talking about it, Mama West?
Don't play with me.
See, wait a minute.
I wrote the book. I ain't mad at you because I make a real good sweet potato pie. But I'm just telling you, don't be going around. Blaming my pig. You know, you hard on the pig. You going around blaming my pig, but you ain't thought about them donuts you been eating. Come talk about, man, I ate that pig and I got sick. You ate 3 dozen donuts in the morning.
Every time I think about donuts, I'm
going to
be thinking about you now.
See? I'm just telling you, look, Mama here to tell you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. Now, you know what? And see, I'm not even going to lie to you. I ate 2 donuts today.
Look, that's why she's saying it, y'all, because she don't have to. I know what's really going on there.
See, I like all that. I like all that. I'm what you call a sweetaholic.
DJ Sean, I can see the emails coming through right now. I know we're going to get plus an email on this conversation right here.
I don't care because I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you the truth. The truth, this is the gospel.
Already.
Mama. I'm just telling you the truth. Now, think about all that you're doing. Then you pass through the club. Look at here now. You pass through the club. You passed through the club and you had that vodka and cranberry juice. You know, solid sugar.
Oh, man. Come on.
Solid sugar. How you think they make their vodka? Then do your research. Okay, go on and do your research. You know,
I had some last night, Mama West.
Man,
and you know
y'all like the big tall bottles and frosted bottles of the vodka and cranberry juice, solid sugar. And then you're going to get up this morning talking about, you know, I better not eat no pig. Nigga, it ain't the pig, it's the vodka you drank last night. Come on now. See, y'all don't want to tell. Look. What I'm going to do is bring you to reality on this show. I'm going to call in Alpha, and I'm going to bring y'all to the reality. Stop blaming that pig. You ate one little thin slice of ham, but you ate five donuts, and you drank four vodkas and cranberry juice last night. And then you about to tell me it was a pig. Nigga, it wasn't a pig. It was all that other stuff you did. When you had, look here. Hold up, because you know you had a couple of biscuits.
Oh, man. The biscuits,
too? Okay. Solid. No. Come on now. Solid carbohydrate. No. I got a little boy in Houston. This nigga told me he allergic to wheat. Okay? He allergic to wheat. He can't do wheat. And then I'm listening to him, and he going through McDonald's. And I said, baby, what you getting? I'm getting a hamburger. I said, that's bread. That ain't wheat. I said, nigga, that's wheat. Come on now. Let's get real. I'm not mad at you. That's what I'm trying to do. I ain't mad at you. Because none of our dietary things. Right. Okay. Because it's just not all right. But what I'm telling you is that you need to think about what you're doing and what you're saying. Now, do I do all that? Yes, sir. See, I'm not even going to deny it. But what I try to do, 5 days a week, I try to be a good little girl. And I eat Raisin Bran in the morning with that no-fat milk. And then I drink that V8. You know, and I try to do all that.
Mama, have you ever had that sour milk? What they call that? Buttermilk.
Oh,
I hate buttermilk.
Buttermilk?
Oh, no, I don't drink that. That's nasty. And if it's nasty to me, I'm not playing with it. I'm not trying to do that. It stank. It don't smell good. But there are a lot of things, y'all. There's a lot of things. You know, a little cousin of mine, he went on a fast, you know? And so he didn't eat nothing. Told me, well, I can't have no coffee in the morning because that's not it. I said, why you can't have no coffee? He said, well, I don't know, but I guess it's not natural. I said, it came from a bean. You know, all they do is grind up their beans.
Hey, would you say that?
No, come on now. Let's look at it. It's a bean. I'm not mad at you. You don't want to have none? I ain't mad at you, but I'm about to sit in and have mine. 2 cups every morning. Because I need that caffeine. Yeah. Okay? I mean, hey, it is what it is. Oh, I don't drink no coffee. You know, I heard a lot of people say that. You know, I don't drink no coffee. You ain't no pilot, pure pussy. You drink some coffee.
Dude, I can't get my day started without a cup of coffee and a cigarette. I can't even get functioning right. I ain't even going to smile at you say good morning.
All right.
So I get that cigarette next cup of coffee.
All right. I said that to somebody the other day. You know, I ran into an old friend of mine. By my age, by 65, and he look like he about 93. And he like, you, yeah. Oh, you know, I straighten about my life, and I'm doing good, and, you know, I don't smoke them cigarettes no more. I say, baby, I do like my Durell. And then he was like, well, you know, I done stopped doing it. I said, you need to go back the way you look. I said, you know what, I'm just being straight up with you.
Well, you had to say that, right?
Yeah, I did, because there was. It was at the grocery store. No, it was at the grocery store, darling.
Oh, Lord. He said, you need to go back the way you look, Lord.
So you look because I walked in the grocery store. No, let me get it straight. I walked in the grocery store. You creeped. So, I mean, if you're creeping and I'm walking, I'm going to be doing something right. And you must be doing something wrong.
But, Mama West, I do got to answer this, Mama West, real quick.
What's that?
You do so good because on your pictures and stuff, when I see you on videos and stuff, the newest up-to-date pictures, you be looking so good for your age. I would have never thought you was that
good. I do try. Now, look, we got to put some effort in. You know, I'm 65 years old. You got to put a little more effort than when you were 19. Hold up.
Right.
Why these old people don't walk right now talking about, and then they creeping and walking with them in the wheelchair? I say, get up. Move around. And you know
Mama
the key to it? No. Let me tell you the key to staying young. Always remember this. This is the key to staying young. Stay away from old people.
Stay
away from old people.
She said, stay away from old people. What classifies them as old? What age is that?
Stay away from old people.
Let me know.
From old people.
I'm 38, so let me know.
Because they want to, okay, it's what you do. I mean, I've been there, done that, darling, I can tell you. You know, you go to a meeting and it's a whole bunch of old people, right? And they want to talk about medicine. And, you know, and they want to talk about what hurts. And I'm going to be honest with you. At 65, I got all them pains. I don't want to think about that. And I don't want nobody reminding me about that. I got bad knees. I used to run for exercise real hard,
yeah.
Okay? Now, let me tell you about that,
yeah.
Youngsters. Don't run, y'all. Don't run. Do that no impact or low impact. I ruined my knees running. So I got bad knees, okay? But I don't want to hear about man, I'm about to get a knee replacement next week. Look at here, let me get up out of here.
She said, you got bad knees, but they get so bad knee replacement. She said, let me get up out of here.
Let me get up out of here. I ain't about to talk about that.
Wow.
I don't want to talk about that. Look here. Go to Walgreens. As C used to say back in the day, they don't have it no more. He talk about them old people going to Eckert's and getting that blood pressure medicine and all that. Y'all heard that song. You know, old people going to Eckert's. All that. Everybody got something. But look here. I don't want to. Look. Go to Walgreens and get you one of the little knee things go around now. And put the money in your dickies. Ain't nobody going to know. I don't want it. Look, they told me I go to church, y'all. I do. And I go almost every Sunday if I'm not on the road or something. And you got to claim it first.
That's true, Mama West.
And I don't claim it. I claim being 65, and I don't lie about that. I tell you.
But you're beautiful, Mama West.
I will look at
woman.
My driver's license. But I will tell you another thing. You have got to claim it. And I'm not going to claim it. I told Donnie B. I was in a car accident last March the 23rd. And it almost, you know, it came close to taking me down. And I'm like, nah, I ain't about to do this because in order for this to happen, I got to claim. And I walked on the cane for a minute. I laid in the bed a minute. And then I'm like, you know what? If I don't get up and do something about this, ain't nobody else going to do it for me. And so I had to do it. You know, I had to do it. And that's the problem. I don't deal with old people. I don't even like old people, y'all. I don't deal with other people, you know. They want to talk about.
I ain't going to go to the nursing home and see them.
No, I can go to a lot of places, but I don't do that well. See, I can go to the jails. Anybody y'all want me to go see in jail, I can go over there and I can lift them up.
Mama West, right now, I want you to say hi to my uncle who listens to my show very favorably. Before, I never knew anything about UGK growing up. My uncle used to play UGK music all the time. His name is Carl Fuller. Please say hi to him because he got every old collection of UGK at his house. He's been talking about UGK for life. He loves MC, Bomb B. I mean, he just loves the whole UGK family.
He probably got that first EP.
He do.
I do.
Okay. You see, I'm going to have to get that off of somebody. Because every time, you know.
I got it as a ringtone, too.
I used to have to take my quarter heavy wash, you know. And you know how brothers like to steal your stuff. You know. Look, it got so bad, I had to go to the store. As he said, I had to go to the store and buy the album. And I got a bit of call right now, Donnie B. I was riding today. And you know, every now and then I get that nut, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to blow him out. And I got a little nerve to talk, so I know I got a good sound system. So
Mama West, next week, we're going to probably do a whole 2 hours. I need to get all of his music collection, but we're going to do a whole 2 hours. I'm going to call in.
Just call Mr. Zoe.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm gonna do.
Man, that boy. And you know what? In about 5 minutes, I'm going to have to cut you loose because I got to go to Mr. Zoe and do what I do with him. But I'm telling you, we've had a lot of fun tonight.
What time he go out? Oh, he go off at 10.
He go off at 10. So, I mean, I have a lot of fun with doing your shows and enjoying you and giving you something. And again, just like I said last night, if you just get one thing out of anything I said, then you know what? I succeeded that day, and I'm a happy camper. I'm a real happy camper because I don't do this just because I like to talk, and I do like to talk. She said I had a condition called verbal diarrhea, but whatever that is, I'm just telling you what I'm trying to do is import to you some wisdom.
Mama West, what I would like to offer you on our radio station, B93, and I already talked to the Bond Radio, they would be interested too. I would love for you to have your own radio show on this station, on B93, since I own the radio station. I would love to have you to have your own radio show.
Boy,
I mean,
you got
to
be kidding.
Remember, I offered it to you last time. We just got to get together with your schedule and try to get you on there.
Okay, well, look, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. If I can impart some knowledge to some kids out there, and you all are all kids to me, you got to understand that. If I can impart some knowledge to you, if I can impart some encouragement to you, if I can just do one thing to help you along your way, then my day has been complete.
Man, that's real talk.
Because that is what I'm here for. You know, it was no mistake. Think about something. I want you to think about this, and then we'll talk about this at a later date. It was no mistake that God took my child and left me. It was no mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He does what he does for a lot of reasons. one of the dudes that was locked down with C called me about a year after C had left us, and he said, Mama, I want you to know something, that we were in a conference one day, and we were talking about our parents leaving and how we would accept it and how we wanted it to happen. And he said, C interrupted right away and said, I got to go before my mama, because my mama can do without me, but I can't do without her.
You know what, Mama Wes? It's funny you say that. I said that about 5 years ago. I'm going to keep it real with everybody that's listening to me. I've never been a dad's baby. I was being a mama's boy. And my mother, she's still living today, and she's the same age you are. But I will say, I was honest to God, I say, Lord, you know, you got, if anybody got to go, take me before you take my mom. I prayed on that.
On a real tip, let me tell you something. That's not the natural way, and that's not the scheme of things, and that is not the way it's supposed to happen. But we have to live with what cards were dealt, okay? That is the cruelest thing, and I will tell you, that is the cruelest thing that has ever happened to me in my life. There can be nothing else crueler that could ever have happened to me. But I will say this, because of that, it gives you something to go on and to know that there is still a job that you have to do. Because when that happens, then you've got two lives to live. You have the one that God gave you, and you have the other one that God gave you, because God gave you that job.
Wow.
And so I don't really live my life just for me. I live my life for me and for him. And then because of that, you pick up all the slack for the children that he left. So I've got grandchildren that I live for, and I live for them every day. I was saying to somebody today, earlier, I love my grandchildren in a really deeper way than I love my son, because that's a double whammy right there.
That is.
Hurt one of my grandchildren, and I would have no problems with taking you out.
You still love my mama now.
No. I mean,
the same way about my before.
I would have no problems with taking you out. I might have tried to talk to you if it was sick. But if it's my grandchildren, I just take you out and say, God gonna understand. He didn't care no way. Okay?
Wow.
So you have a very special obligation, if you see it that way. I mean, you can sit down and whine and cry and die, or you can see it the way God gave it to you. And the way I see he gave it to me is you live on.
We got somebody on Facebook that's listening to the show right now. They want to know what inspired you to keep going since your son passed away. What inspired you to keep going and doing what you're doing now?
My son?
Antonio.
My son. Exactly. That's exactly what has kept me going. The idea that I knew he had a whole lot of unfinished work to be done. And since I know, and I'm probably the only person that knows what he really had in mind, I've got to carry on. I don't have a choice. I would love a choice, but I don't have a choice, because I know, because we communicated, because we were very close. You know, we were like two peas in a pod. And I know what he wanted, and since he's not here to carry on, I have an obligation to him to do that before I go see him. because I'm not going to get up there at 100 years old. You know, I got 35 years left. You know, I told y'all that. So when I get there in 35 years and meet him, I don't want him to look in my face and say, "Mama, you didn't do what we were supposed to do." Because it wasn't him. It wasn't me. It was we. And as far as I'm concerned, it's still we. Anything I do, that's not Mama doing this. This is me and T. Okay? So you got to understand, the answer to that is what keeps me going is my son. From the day he came into this world, he was my obligation. And on today I leave this world, he is still my obligation. And I've got to carry on with what he wanted done. And he had a plan. He had a plan. And I've got to carry that plan now. Okay, so there is no more talk about that.
Wow, that's amazing. That's really amazing. Also, big shout out to Candy for listening to us in New Mexico. And she want to know, how hard is it for you right now?
I think I shared a little bit of that last night. But I will tell her again. It is... It's a living hell. That's what it is. I'm not going to lie to you about that. But, you know, you find a place in there, and you laugh, and you're happy. Am I happy? Yes, I'm happy. Yes, I'm happy. Because I know that she is happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm happy. I do feel in my heart that he is. You know, like people say, "Oh, you know, he in a better place." How you know that, nigga? You don't know where he is.
I hate when people say that. I heard it all the time.
That makes me so mad. That makes me so
you
mad.
You got me thinking that.
Yeah, but I know. I do know, and I feel that he is in a better place.
Right.
And the only thing I have to do is complete the work so that when I get to that better place, we'll both be happy.
Mama, okay.
So how
Mama,
is it
Mama,
for me?
Excuse me, I don't mean to interrupt you, sweetie. I have another phone call I need to take that's concerning business. I love you, and I look forward to one day of my graciousness to be able to meet you and do you a hug.
Be
I love
blessed.
Y'all, family, but I really got to take this call, though.
Please. I'm going to holler at Mr. Zoe right now. You know I got to do that anyway. Y'all
all
be
right.
Blessed.
Good night,
have
y'all.
A good time. Holler at you Wednesday.
Mama West, make sure you get Wednesday. We'll be back on at 7 o'clock, Mama West.
I'm going to holler at you.
Okay, then. Now, Monday will be on at 10, but
you know I ain't doing that. No, I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't going to tell you like the niggas be saying, "You know, I'm going to do that for you." No, I ain't doing that.
Nah, I don't think you do that.
I like to win this, darling. Love y'all. Y'all be blessed.
Hey, we love you too, Mama West. Doing it real big on B93FMTheHit.com, man. I tell you what, man, she keeps it real on this station right here. And that's why we continue to have her on the show, man, because she's, man, she keeps it real. Mama West, you keep it real. You know that, don't you, Mama West?
I try. That's all I'm ever going to do.
Mama West, just to see the people that you got, that you got emailing us on Facebook. Mama
well,
West,
if you don't
crazy,
like
Mama.
It, hey, my thing is, you don't like it, move around.
Right. But you know what, Mama West, they loving you. That's the crazy part about it. They loving everything you got to say. It's like I'm just stuck on Mama West. But y'all get used to Mama West, man, because she's hopefully once we go say something, she'll be doing her own show on the station. So y'all be able to tune into her almost, if not every day, at least every other week or something. We're going to keep y'all posted on that as we get more details. So Mama West got me kind of scared about my parking, about my food, my donuts and stuff. We're going to have to talk on Monday.
I ain't mad at you. I love y'all. Good night.
I love you, Mama West. Mama West,
have a blessed weekend.
You too, Mama
good
West.
Night, Mama.
Man,
good night, Mama.
Man, Mama West is, she keeping it real, ain't she, man? She talking about, it's like, she know everything about me, man. Did you hear her talking about my donuts and stuff? Man, that kind of scared me, man. She told me, I love me. I never,
say, DJ Sean, you gotta keep it real. Have I ever talked to you about my damn donut?
Nope.
How the hell did people about my damn donuts? It's crazy because Friday, well, I ain't gonna lie, it wouldn't be eating the donuts, my little boy, my little 5 year son. Yeah, Joe, I'm getting on your ass now. I'm getting on your ass now. You don't tell me about the damn donuts. Oh my goodness, man, she's scaring me about them damn donuts, man. Think about that, man. You don't talk about my damn, I mean his damn donuts, man. Hell, I'm crying in the middle of it.
You know what, man, that's you know what, I can't stand you, man, I can't stand you at all.
Oh, no, man, don't y'all put me in the middle of you, man. No, man, you wrong for that, man. Nah, 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 this is crazy. Y'all need to email us right now and tell us and talk bad about his ass, because y'all shipping now. Y'all ain't got me, y'all shipping now. Nah, nah, you damn stupid. You know, I'm like, you my boy, man. I'm keeping it real. You about to say that. I was looking for you to leave, man. Come on, man. Now, family, take up the conflict. Mama West was getting on my ass. I mean, she was getting on my damn ass. She keeping it real.
Hey, brothers take up for brothers, don't they? Even when they go get an ass. But, hey, I'm old fashioned, man. I'm old school, so I respect the elders.
Mama West is getting on my ass. I respect the elders. But I'm talking about that. Hey, I'm not talking about that, man. I'm just, you gonna bump head it. Every day we've been bumping head on this show.
Well, after she ate the first, she was that. Now, I mean, she got something about the damn donut. Then, well, I love donuts. And don't, I got a high about damn chocolate donut. And then she got something about the damn, oh man, mama, I love her. I love her. I love her. Cynthia listening to us, Cynthia said, tell DJ Sean that he needs to be on Dunn B-Side.
Thank you, Cynthia. We love you for that, sweetie. You my favorite. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, I see what she, okay, she's rubbing.
I'm being on mama's side because I'm old fashioned.
All right, then. And we're going to say a big shout out to Deshaun listening to us right now. He listening to us right here on B93FMHit.com. He listened to us on Facebook.
What's up?
He's calling in to us. He represents that Albuquerque, New Mexico, and he said, that'll be hey, out for my boy DJ Sean. He sound like he real cool.
I'm gonna let you know what you love, and then she said, I'm gonna let you fly on. I'm gonna let you get away with that. But you know what, man, on the same topic, we're gonna be listening to the show, man. I mean, I'm just surprised. And I promise soon, y'all, we're gonna, man, you heard the news, didn't you, man? What's that? We coming soon to 94.3 FM radio. Gonna be on the radio in New Orleans. On FM radio. And that's gonna be big right now. And we coming to SB Mix Radio. They have 1.5 million listeners all across the country, man, that's listening to their stations. So we're working on a negotiation deal. Coming soon, man. Y'all gonna be seeing all kinds of radio shows on B93FMHit.com, man. Hopefully, man, even though my boy's gonna be working with me, continue to work with me on this show, man. But also, man, I want you to we're in the process of working on a major morning show. I forgot to tell you about that, little man.
Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, we're working on that right now. Well, you're going to be part of the morning show. It's going to be me. It's going to be the Donnie B morning show, man.
So,
okay.
We'll be keeping y'all posted. If we get more details, that won't start probably to maybe like the early part of the summer. Everybody been calling, asking us, okay, what's up with the morning show? We y'all gonna start the morning show? So we are working on the morning show coming soon. And
exactly.
It's gonna be crazy, y'all. Matter of fact, we're looking for a crazy host. We're gonna do the prank phone call. Send out my boy to say, y'all, he won't say nothing, but he just told me yesterday. DJ Sean just told me yesterday that he got a prank phone call for you. You do, man? I tell you what, y'all. You know what, Lee, I'm going to be quiet on that, because you ain't going to keep me mixed up in that mess right there. My name is Wilson, I ain't getting that mess. All right, y'all, we on V93 FM, man, we got less than, 20 minutes before we begin to get up out of here, and we get up at 10 o'clock. So, again, man, when we come in, we're going to talk about you. Are you going out to the club? You going out to the club tonight?
I don't know, man. I probably, AD's been good. Man, he's been blowing my phone right there. You coming to the club. I'm like, I don't even know, man.
Serious side, man, we gotta get Mama West on the show. We gotta get Mama West to town, man. We gotta come up with something real big.
We gotta give her an hour. You know what I'm saying?
Now I'm talking about I know we're gonna give her that, man. She calls everything anyway. But I'm talking about, man, we gotta bring her to Dallas for work. We gotta bring her to fucking town for work, man.
Yeah, Dallas
and Fort Worth.
You know what I'm saying?
You know we
gotta
bring
it here, man.
Yeah, but hey,
We're gonna end up leaving going after to Port Arthur
and do the radio show.
Okay.
You hear what she said?
Yeah, we need to do something like that, man.
She said she cook.
Exactly.
And she said, "Am I bringing Bun B on the show too?"
Exactly. We need to bring him on the show.
Oh, that's gonna be big.
What we need to do.
I have an all-star celebrity countdown going on right here, man.
Oh, man.
Man, we ain't playing no more.
Hey, man, you know, keep it up on the bass, man. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know I had to do that, man. You had. Say, y'all, we're going to go to my boy Ching, man. He got a song called Jackpot, man. You hear that song before, Jackpot?
Jackpot? Nah, I ain't heard that, man.
We're going to hear it right here on B93upinthehit.com, y'all. We're going to my boy Ching. Going to be with us this coming up Tuesday night, man. Going to be in the building with us, in the studio with us this coming up Tuesday night, man.
Tuesday night.
Ching, Jackpot on B93.
Yeah,
we ain't playing.
This is another track star production.
Why your eyes so cheap?
I don't know.
Is it because you've been smoking that drink?
Maybe.
what's on the hood. Handling hard in the city, making women blood. Right. But we want 4 to 6 to 7, gotta give it up. Treat my women like construction workers, work the streets. Work your meat, go get it till it hurts your feet. Hurt your sleep, get with me and we can ping all night. Hear the blocks ring all night. But if you're trying to get at me, drama, I bring all night. We keep Atlanta throwing gold. In New Orleans, we got the thugs showing gold. Take it to New York and party in Madison Square. We'll hit Cali and smash a model chick with long hair. No hating on my part, let the ceremony start. Crowd around is something new sitting on top of the arch. STL, wide trail, north side of the street. And keep a quarter beat free for the cheap, not speak. Change, what's up?
Why your eyes?
He represents D-Town too, and he tells us, man,
I ain't going to your city. I ain't gonna never go to your city. I said, why you even go to my city? Man, y'all crazy out there for real. I said, wait a minute, hold up, man. Talk to me. What you mean we crazy? He a talk show host too. We get into it about the city. So I asked him, I said, man, what the hell do you mean when you say our city is crazy? I mean, y'all ain't doing it. No, we gonna talk about that. Y'all crime is high. I said, our crime is high in fucking town for work. Man, y'all, I was on the TV show called Cops. I said, no, y'all just always on that. Man, this dude, man, we just into it. He's a young guy too. Every time we talk, yeah, we just into it over Dallas for work. Because he defeated him.
Man.
I'm going to defend my city. I said, well, it's all right to defend your city, but don't be putting like we are the worst one. Man, that's how y'all murder work. I said, that was 15 years ago. It's still standing to the day. Okay, you know what? We ain't getting nowhere with this. We just into it.
Oh, man. Well, I can hear y'all now.
Say, nah. He got a radio show, too. I helped him get his little old show and stuff, man. But that's my boy right there. But we so get into it about Funkin' Town for work, y'all. Man, we all, man, he let me know, man. It ain't about
you know we got to keep the holy down, man.
I ain't gonna lie, man. Y'all do be represented. And, man, we got less than what? We got less than 9 minutes. Get up out of here. So what's the plan for you tonight, man? Wait a minute, DJ Sean, I got a text from Erica. Erica wanna know, are you single? Do you have damn Erica, why you ask me? Am I single? Damn, I'm the host. Go ahead and answer that.
Yeah, baby, I'm single. And I'm looking.
Okay, you for Erica. Erica, I hope you have
a little fool right now.
I hope you have a job.
I need a friend right now.
I hope you have a job.
I need a friend.
Hey, Erica, I hope you have a job. My boy just said that.
Oh, yeah, man, I got a JLB. I got to keep a JLB, baby girl.
Now, we ain't talking about you, man. I hope she have a job.
Oh, hope she have a job?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I hope she do have a job.
Yeah, see that? You don't want to mess with nobody broke. Then you have to spend all the money, and they don't spend no money. Tell you what, Erica,
we don't play that.
Say, wait a minute. I don't know. You know, she's from Dallas too. You know how y'all Dallas people is. All right, Erica, I tell you what we're gonna do. If you're trying to get on, because you sound like you're trying to get a damn date with my boy right here. I tell you, we're going to do a damn, you know what we're going to do, DJ Sean, just for your ass. We're going to, I'm going to pay for the fucking limousine. We're going to try to put you on a date.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do a date.
You got to pick up mama first. You're going to pick up mama first.
Y'all do what?
We're going to pick up mama. Mama went first. We're going to pick up, hey.
You know, that's one of the judges.
Yeah, great.
I like that. I can only tell how my wife gonna say. If she ain't got nothing to go for, my wife ain't gonna. You know what my wife gonna do? She ain't gonna go for that. Man, she gonna be strict.
She probably gonna be your box of donuts, man.
She wasn't in Simon. Oh, you okay? You nasty. Mama West remind me of Simon, for real, because Simon don't care. Simon speaks his damn mind.
Yeah.
So you in trouble, buddy. I can see where this damn thing's going.
I know next time I come to the station, I'll bring you a box of donuts.
When I see Mama West, she's coming back on the show Wednesday night at 7. Don't try to forget, man, Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, this coming up Monday. And I'm hoping, you know what, we got to do a commercial too, man. We got to work on a commercial, me and you and what's her name. But I'm hoping, man, that you don't be bringing up the damn donuts on Wednesday. Because I can tell Mama West. Every time you talk to Mama West, you're going to be bringing up them damn donuts. See that?
Hey, let my little boy, and I already know my son Monday before I take him to school. That's the first thing he's gonna say, Dad, let's go to the damn donuts. So I'm gonna say, no, I don't want to talk about no damn donuts.
I'm tired, you too.
Man, Mama West is too. And see, Mama West on his ass tonight, Mama West, it's like she's damn psychic. I mean, everything she was saying. Did you hear what she was saying?
Exactly.
She kept saying that. That don't make no damn sense. Alright, y'all.
I showed you a lot of donuts, man.
I don't know how she knew that because I showed 8 by 5. I think what happened was I called her and I was eating some damn donuts on Friday. I think that's what happened. Something happened. She brought some damn donuts up. And she's not lying about things. She said that I'll be calling her while she, when she be in the morning. I do talk to Mama West. So I have to say good. It's too deep. I call in the morning. I have to call my mom and say good morning to mom. And then after she show, after my mom get through fussing at me, yeah, she fuss. Yeah, my mom will fuss at me. And after she get through fussing at me, man, then I have to go call Mama West. And if Mama West ain't busy, then she'll talk to me. Most times she'll tell me, I'll call you back, son. I got to go do, take care of this. I said, okay, Mama West. Mama West don't keep it real. She be fussing at me, boy. Boy, I be going through it.
You know what we need to do, Daddy?
What's that?
You know what we need to do? We need to have all the artists, you know, the mamas, man, all the...
You know what? I want to... It's funny you say that, man. We working on that right now as we speak. We're going to have a...
Like on Mother's Day, man.
I'm already working on that. We're gonna have T-Pain Mama on. We're gonna have I know Miss Carter, Miss Lil Wayne Mama gonna be live with us. Neo's Mama gonna be live with us. We're gonna have Keisha Cole Mama live with us. We're gonna have all the mothers. We're gonna do a celebrity mom Mother's Day.
That's gonna be good.
You already late, buddy. We already working on it. Then we're gonna do the same thing.
See, you ain't keeping up to date with me, man. What's up with that, man?
Yeah, because you don't ask for none of this. I'm not gonna tell you this until we get close.
You be talking about something else though, man. Every time you call me, you about something.
Yeah,
but
I tell you what, man. That's
you ain't telling me about nothing.
Say, you know what? That's soon not gonna be off the chain though.
Exactly.
And the Ray J. And the Ray J. Can we get that Ray J?
Yeah, I got a lot of questions for him, too.
Oh, man, me too. Man, Ray J don't got his damn answer. So much damn controversy, man. I don't know what else to say. Say, you know what? I was reading up about your boy Chinga. Yeah, I'm saying. Chinga ass don't got into so much. Man, I'm going to ask him about the drag queen situation. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
Man, they had a report, and I think it was Hot 97. You listen to Hot 97, don't you, sometimes? Hot 97 in New York asked him a question about the drag queen, but he said he don't even... He did say... Now, I did read that article. He did say that he don't know nothing about the drag queen. He was just taking a picture. You know, like, most people take a picture, but the drag queen said he was dating him and everything. I can't wait to get him on show. We're going to get the real... Man, y'all listen, because Tuesday, we're going to have a real deal about what really happened. We're going to get the scoop.
Exactly.
You see, we got the scoop on the table. You see, we got the scoop on the GS boys, didn't we?
You're right.
They told us the real deal about the breakup. And wait a minute, man. I'm going to tell you how big the show
is.
I'm going to tell you how big the show is, and then we got to get ready to get up out of here. My boy, this told me that he's working on getting hip hop, world star hip hop, and what they call it, TMZ, and whenever we have a big celebrity, they're gonna call them and let them know what's going on.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that's a good thing or not, because I don't.